We had to do a wee bit of work to the car after Donegal. It was kind of an engine problem, and the engine had to come out, and then there was a couple of things to be fabricated and tidied up, and then when we done that, we decided to paint the car, and I suppose it all kind of tumble rolled into a longer process than originally planned. So just kind of maybe 2 weeks before the rally, we kind of knew that we weren't really going to have the car back together, so we went down the road a hire in a car from NPL Hire, so that's where it all started.
So obviously a little bit of adaptation. Tell us how firstly day one went, and then the second day.
Yeah, day one was okay. Now it was the weather was a wee bit it was damp, you know, and it was going to be interesting with standing water. So day one was okay. Now we found Torhead a wee bit difficult to get settled into. It was kind of a daunting enough stage. So we kind of got settled in happy enough, and we just chipped away. We kind of finished up, I think, overnight. We lost a wee bit of time on the final stage, and we ended up kind of going in second overall, 4 seconds behind Camillus starting day two, so we were happy out.
And going into this event over the 2 days, were you very much setting your target on actually winning the modified section?
Yeah, we kind of, when we went there last year, we finished actually up second behind Camillus. So we kind of knew it was going to be a big battle all weekend, and Frank and John and Kyle and all the boys was there as well. So we kind of wanted to go there and go hard, but we were concerning ourselves mainly with the championship points. So we were happy to kind of get in the battle, and we were confident enough with what we were doing then. So we pushed on Sunday, or on Saturday, sorry. Yeah.
So in terms of the championship points now, just exactly how do things stand?
I think we might have a 7-point lead on John Bonner, but it becomes a very much a finisher's kind of a rally now. There was one round left. It kind of, if we can kind of finish in the top three or four, we should be fit to tie up the championship. But it's just getting through the 2-day event and getting all home safe and sound secured.
And that's in Cork at the end of September.
Yeah, Cork 20, I think it's the last weekend, September.
Yeah, so plenty of time to prepare for that. So overall, reflecting on the season, it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, we had a steady enough season. Now with a couple of setbacks throughout the season, we kind of went off in Killarney, and with problems in Donegal, we didn't really get attacking it the way we wanted to. But championship-wise, we've kind of had a steady season now, but we had a good finish in the Circuit of Ireland and stuff like that. So no, all round we're still where we want to be. Hopefully, if we can finish up now with a good result in Cork, we'll tie up the championship. We'll be happy out.
Well, having enjoyed success in the championship before, you're certainly one that other people are always looking to try and beat.
Yeah, it beats good now. Hey, the top tier of motorsport, or the modified race now. Hey, it's a good championship. Hey, you're going away, and you've got crack with the likes of John and Kyle and all them boys every weekend. So it'd be a big battle. So we enjoy it.
Yeah, you mentioned John there, and the McGettigan's going well. And good to see some young Donegal crews coming through.
Yeah, it's even at the minute that whole championship's getting nearly Donegal crew. Like, even you take the top four people, you have J.R. McDade and Kyle and John and ourselves. So it's good crack now. You're going to Cork, a crew out of Donegal down the road for a good race.
And finally, Kevin Hughes, just looking ahead to that Cork 20 rally, will it be in the Corolla or in the Escort?
No, we'll have the Corolla back together. We'll be going in our own car, so we'll be going to Corolla.
Yeah, and from previous experiences down there, do I take it you're reasonably hopeful that you can go on and secure victory in the championship?
Yeah, hopefully. Hey, we just kind of need to play it safe and kind of keep all four wheels in the tarmac and try and get over the finish ramp, I think, so, which can nearly be more daunting than trying to go with a big push. So hopefully now it'd be kind of a conditions can normally be tricky in Cork just that time of year. It can get a wee bit mucky and slippy, but hopefully we'll pace ourselves right and get to the finish.